Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS 40 News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 71 degrees. One person is dead following a bicycle truck accident in northeast Wichita Tuesday night in the 5300 block of East 21st. The bicycle rider, a 60-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene. Witnesses indicated the man was crossing 21st when the accident happened. A toddler was hospitalized after being injured in a shooting Tuesday afternoon near 24th and Chautauqua in northeast Wichita. Police said several people opened fire, striking a house with a 7-month-old boy and his father inside. Both were taken to a Wichita hospital and treated. The child received stitches in his hand and wrist after being struck by shrapnel. No arrests have been made in the case. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier conceded Tuesday evening in the state's Republican gubernatorial primary, saying he will endorse Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
I've just had a conversation with the Secretary of State, and I congratulated him on his success, and I repeated my determination to keep this seat in Republican hands.
Collier accepted defeat in a surprise announcement after a review of some provisional ballots that failed to find enough votes for him to overcome a deficit of 110 votes out of more than 311,000 votes initially counted. Kobach will face Democrat Laura Kelly and is likely to face independent candidate Greg Orman in the November general election. A candidate for Sedgwick County Commission is asking for a recount. Hugh Nix trails incumbent Richard Ranzau by just 75 votes. Nix has paid the county $1,000 for the recount. Sedgwick County Elections Commissioner Tabitha Lehman tells KSN News a bipartisan group will count the votes by hand.
We hire a bipartisan board to come in and do that. It is going to be in our office. Of course, both candidates can have observers there to watch the entire process.
Once complete, the recount will be certified and sent to the Secretary of State Thursday. Police report a suspect has been arrested in a Wichita homicide. Early Monday, a man was shot and killed outside Vixen's Erotic Sports Bar, west of Harry and Broadway.
The victim is identified as Austin Wright. He's a 24-year-old male of Wichita. Through diligent follow-up and evidence received, Wichita Police Department officers and investigators were able to make an arrest in regards to the homicide in the 200 block of West Harry. Arrested was Hernan Casada, 25-year-old male of Wichita.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says suspect was arrested late Monday morning. The Wichita City Council heard more public comments Tuesday regarding next year's city budget.
The council heard comments from citizens on topics such as the arts, fire and police funding, and Old Cowtown. Cowtown is fully funded through 2019, and any potential changes won't be voted on for another year. Mayor Jeff Longwell said work will have to be done to address program funding in the future.
Do we have a long-term sustainable funding in place? No, we're going to have to address that. But right now we're keeping those things open that are most important, those quality of life amenities that we think real do set us apart.
Ultimately, the City Council voted on the combined measure of the 2019 city budget and the 2018-2027 capital improvement plan. The motion passed 6-1, with Jeff Blueball from District 4 the only no vote. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Rescuers are looking for any possible survivors in a bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy. An Italian fire rescuer, Richard Biordoni, shares the details of the search.
We are working on a heap of debris, and as you see behind us, the bridge has collapsed, and we are now searching for people under debris in big voids. If you can find them, we're looking and searching the car, and we are carrying on with these rescue operations until we finish the job.
35 people now have died. That's the count, 35. That number is expected to rise. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Here on Wednesday morning.
And as we check the Wednesday morning commute, we have a traffic update. During the past hour, we've had a traffic accident in East Wichita, just north of Central and Edgemore. And we've also got police on the scene of a possible burglary in the 1200 block of West Ethner, just across the street from Ailey Park, a little bit south of Harry and Seneca there. So some police activity. And, of course, it's the first day of public schools for the Wichita School District. You will see the yellow lights flashing in the school areas starting this morning. It's traffic update here with Steve and Ted.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy sky across south central Kansas, we'll see showers move on off to the east. And for us today, a break from the precipitation, at least for a while, our high 86. Tonight's low 68. Could see a few showers or a thunderstorm tomorrow with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 71 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour. Well, more rain across south central Kansas Tuesday afternoon and evening. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 86 degrees, normal high 92. National Weather Service reports 97 hundredths of an inch of rain near Eisenhower Airport, where their rain gauge is located. That's a tenth of an inch, and I got to tell you, there are spots around town that I know got more than that. Riverside, we had a nice rain last evening. Just went on and on and on. Went the water just coming straight down, and kind of nice to have rain without a lot of hail and high wind, things like that. Had some flooding around the state of Kansas. It was down around Independence in the southeast corner, Labette County, getting 6 inches of rain down there, 7 inches. Oh, had some good rain totals down the southeast part of the state, and that's about all the rain now is pretty much down in that area going into northeast Oklahoma. So it's gone for now, and we could have a little bit more on later on this morning. Today is Wednesday, August 15th. 2018, on this date in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood. Of course, about Dorothy, a young girl living on a farm in Kansas with a little dog, Toto, who was swept up by a hurricane, and you know the rest of the story.
Classic movie.
Classic. What would prevent you from munching on a taco stuffed with tarantulas? How about it being against the law? That's the deal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's what's stopping me.
A Mexico City market that recently offered a tarantula taco on its menu. It even posted a video on Facebook showing a chef torching one until it was blackened. That got the attention of the feds because that particular arachnid, the Mexican red rump tarantula, is a protected species. Authorities seized 4 tarantulas that were ready to be served up on tortillas. The restaurant features other creepy fare, such as worms, ant eggs, and grasshoppers.
That's their deal.
How many ant eggs would you have to eat to make a meal, Ted?
Probably a bunch.
You got to have an omelet with 12.
Got to carb up, man.
How many eggs you want? Oh, about 12,000 probably do. Make a nice omelet there.
Yeah, a little omelet. Yeah.
Throw in a worm and some crickets, and I'll be munching away. That restaurant is in Mexico City, and Steve and Ted don't plan to go there. Ted mentioned in our traffic a moment ago, today's the first day of school for the public schools. They had a half day for some of the kids yesterday in the public schools. Today's the first full day. Granddaughters down in Derby are looking at Thursday. Tomorrow's first day in the Catholic schools. I think tomorrow, Thursday, is the first day as well. But here in Wichita, with over 50,000 kids in the public schools, the first day is today. And about an hour from now, we're going to check in and just talk a little bit more about that with Susan Arnsman.
Oh, very good.
Susan's the spokesperson for the Wichita Public Schools, and look forward to always to talking to Susan. That'll be at about an hour from now. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Well, the big news this morning is that Governor Collier has said he's conceded the election. And that would be the primary, so that Kobach now is the Republican candidate. He'll be running in the race here in November against Laura Kelly and Mr. Orman as well. I can never remember his first name. Anyway.
And they're a libertarian candidate and others.
What will happen is that he will take the votes away from the Democrat candidate, and Kobach will win. And that's
your analysis?
That's the way it's going to go. What the hell is – what is Orman's first name?
Greg.
Why am I – we've had him on the air with us twice now, and I can't seem to remember it. All right. Anyway, that's what's going on. There's one other sidebar to the story that I think is interesting, and that is that – Hugh Nix has decided to challenge
get a recount in his run in the 4th District Sedgwick County Commission race.
Yeah, there's another primary race that's super
against
close.
Richard Ranzo. Now, they had over 7,000 or about 7,000 votes in that one, and 75 votes separate the two. So Hughes says, I'm going to put down $1,000 here, and let's get a recount. We ought to have a result on that going to the state election commissioner there at or the Secretary of State by Thursday. So that's interesting. That is my district, by the way. That's where I live. And I'm watching that one pretty closely.
So well, yeah.
See what happens with that.
You live in that district. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. Stan Finger riding in the Wichita Eagle this morning. And Wichita is hit hardest by the tariffs on China. It's always us. We always get hammered by everything. Brookings Institution indicates Wichita has the largest share of export jobs affected by President Trump's China tariffs. Nearly 9% of our employment is export-supported employment, 2,900 jobs that could be negatively affected by the tariffs with China. Yeah, if it's something going to be happening bad in the economy, Wichita usually gets it right in the snoot for some reason. I mean, go back over the years.
So why is that?
People say we still haven't recovered from the recession in 2008.
So why is that? Is that aviation? Is that agriculture?
I guess so.
Think agriculture would affect Wichita. Jobs, per se, and large scale. It certainly would affect the state of Kansas.
Sure, you're talking about the aircraft and that's what we export, aircraft and wheat and corn and stuff like that. So, interesting. Stan Finger writing in the Wichita Eagle this morning about that. But, yeah, it just seems like the big recession of 2000. Of course, a lot of people said, the experts will say, or the people who are really involved say, well, you know, Wichita's probably never going to come back where it was. At least, it's not going to be the same as it was. It's going to have to be.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce doesn't want to hear you say that.
No, I know that, but they're going to have to. Some of them are the ones who are telling me we have to reinvent ourselves or something because all those aircraft jobs are not going to be here. And yet, we're still trying to hire people at the aircraft plants. There's just nobody there who can fill the jobs. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll see where the tariff picture goes from here. But Kobach, now the guy for the Republicans. And, that's an election coming up in November. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Lead off sports here on a Wednesday morning, Ted.
Well, the Wichita Wingnuts in pro baseball coming off that 19-game road trip during the National Baseball Congress World Series. Finally home last night, and they got rained out. But, you know, maybe they needed that, you know.
A little rest.
Yeah. Probably needed a night without a game.
Without a game or a bus ride.
So the Wingnuts got to go home early. Well, there was too much rain in the downtown area, and they couldn't get the mound playable. So
really?
So they will play a doubleheader today beginning at 5 p.m. So a couple of seven-inning games will be on the schedule at Lawrence Dumont Stadium to kick off this 9-game homestand downtown. Wingnuts are a half game behind for a playoff spot with 20 games to go in the season. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City, the Blue Jays and the Royals going at it. Kansas City had a lead in the top of the eighth inning. One strike away, in fact, from taking that lead into the bottom of the eighth inning. Got that final strike. The Royals bullpen did not get the job done. Here's some of the action from the Toronto Blue Jays radio network.
0-2 to Pilar. Swung on and ripped. Deep left field. Hooking and twisting and gone! It stayed fair right down the line and got out into the fifth or sixth row. A two-run homer by Kevin Pillar, and the Blue Jays are back on top, leading 6-5.
So instead of one more strike to end the inning, the Royals give up a two-run home run, and the Blue Jays go on to win the game 6-5. These two teams have split the first two of this four-game series. The Royals have lost 10 out of 12. Kansas City hosting Toronto again tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. The game will start at 7:15, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Minor League Baseball last night was the New York Penn League All-Star Game in State College, Pennsylvania, and a former Wichita State shocker doing the job, Keelan Kilgore, who was drafted in the 17th round this summer by the Philadelphia Phillies. He is tied for the New York Penn League in saves with 8. Shortly into his pro career, and he threw a scoreless ninth inning at the All-Star Game last night. Former Shocker Keelan Kilgore off to a great start in his pro career. And we have a happy birthday today to a guy named Dan Walters. He played for the Wichita Wranglers back in the early 90s.
Good catcher.
He ended up making the major leagues for the San Diego Padres. He's 52 today. And a guy that you should probably keep in mind. He's a guy that eventually became a police officer in San Diego. Back in the early 2000s, he was responding to a domestic violence call, got involved in a scuffle with the suspect who shot him point blank in the back of the neck and left Dan Walters paralyzed. And he is nearly in constant pain, and he's had a tough row of it. Sure remember him as a nice baseball player for the Wranglers back in the day and a major leaguer and a guy that has had his struggles recently. But
doggone.
We think about him. Dan Walters, he is 52 today.
God bless you, Dan.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
Thanks for your service.
Yep. That is Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, 621. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes on the way. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.